For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Wednesday morning to everyone out there. Hope you're doing great. I sincerely mean that. It can sound like a broken record. Hope you're doing great. But I really do. I do. I pray that for you all. I thank you for writing in your prayer requests. Always remember you can do that. We have a team. We pray. We meet weekly. Even though we're doing lots of meetings, it's for the kingdom of God. For you. We're answering our call to teach and equip, and we just want to bring as many into the kingdom of God as we can. And that includes you. So we love you. Thank you for writing in. Can't wait to see you guys in September at the Book of Ephesians teachings, three Monday nights, September 9, 16, 23, and then some other meetings I'll be doing in September. Check out the website, AnnaDonahueMinistries.com. This week we continue. We're talking about walking in the Spirit. And yesterday I talked about the natural man, how he's really just the sensual man, the animalistic part of man. He's not saved. He doesn't know God. He's just living out of those fleshly passions, really. The depraved part of man is really what it is. So the second man, we're getting to the spiritual man now, walking in the Spirit. The second type of man, the carnal man, in the Greek, sarkikos. Now, this man is saved, but he's living in the babyhood stage of his Christian faith. He lives, you know, out of his five senses. Well, this is what I see. This is what I smell. This is what I touch. This is what I hear. You know, so therefore it must be. Never going deep enough to the inner man where the Spirit of God lives. He's not yielding to the Spirit of God on the inside of him. Or he doesn't even have the Word of God in him yet with his mind renewed. Now this is interesting. Listen to Paul giving you some more clues to what this carnal man looks like. 1 Corinthians 3, verses 1, 3, and 4. And I, brethren, I could not speak to you as spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. Verse 3. For you're yet carnal. How do you know? How do you know? Here we go. For whereas there's among you envying, strife, divisions, are you not carnal and you're walking as mere men? Verse 4. For while one says, I'm of Paul, and another, I'm of Apollos, are you not carnal? A clue there. Envying, strife, divisions. It's part of being carnal. You're still acting as a baby in your walk. You can talk to someone who will say, I've been saved 20 years. And you might think, wow, but I just see your actions and hear things coming out of your mouth. And I don't know if that's what a 20-year-old Christian... Hey, they perhaps got saved 20 years ago, but haven't progressed in their walk. They walk as a baby Christian because they haven't developed the inner life, the inner man where the Spirit of God lives. That's what's happening when you see envying, strifes, divisions, this talk, this carnality, right? They're living in the babyhood stage of their faith. God wants us to grow from that to become the spiritual man. More on that tomorrow on A Future and Hope with Anna Downey. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.